come.
It hasn't come on yet.
Anybody there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry, I'm late.
Okay. Go ahead.
So we are starting section 27 tonight. And that's in the Parasha of Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It starts at verse 271. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudcha b'richu ishkinte b'tilur himud hilud hilur himud li'ata l'shem yudhe b'vate v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kunanei aleinu maasei yadeinu kunaneihu. Hayadivah Hashem el Avram b'machaze. Leimur b'machaze. Ela b'hahu chezu darga dekol diokmin idchazyan beya amar Rabbi Shimon tachat se'ad la'it gezar Avraham hawachad darga malel imeya Umanihu damachaze, diktiv machaze, shadai yecheze. The translation, the word of Hashem came to Avram in a vision, saying, he asks, what is meant by a vision? And he answers, this is the mirror which is the grade in which all images appear. Rabbi Shimon said, come and behold. Before Abraham was circumcised, only one grade spoke to him. And which one was that? It was the vision, namely the nukva, as it is written, seeing the vision of Shaddai. My commentary. Shaddai is an attribute that operates in Malchut. It is a name of positive lack energy. Lack is not misspelled. The mirror referred to in this pasuk is the world of Briah, the world of creation. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I was going to ask you, I don't ever remember seeing the phrase vision of Shaddai, so you explain that. And I think it's important that tell us that Abraham wasn't circumcised yet, so it makes sense that whatever would happen was happening at my boot, so.
The verse says to Moses in the beginning of Exodus, essentially it says that Hashem said to Moses that he was spoke to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob only in the name of Shaddai.
I remember that.
So that's where that quote, where that verse is coming from, it's actually coming from Bami Bar, from Numbers 24:16. But essentially what the verse is telling us, that prior to Abraham being circumcised, Hashem did not speak to him in the same way that he spoke to him after he was circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And elsewhere in this section, we will learn that Hashem doesn't speak to anyone that isn't circumcised, except, and even it, even Bilam was circumcised in order for Elohim to speak to him. But there's a dispute about that. There's an argument for the sake of heaven about that. But essentially, someone who is not circumcised, or someone who has put his organ in an idol, which is a non-Jewish woman, it's much more difficult for that person to cleave to Hashem. It's important that men guard their brit, their covenant, the circumcision. It's very important. And this is the beginning of that information.
What does Shaddai, what does that mean as far as one of Hashem's names?
You sing it every Passover.
No.
Dai, Dai-enu. Dai, Dai-enu. Shaddai means enough. It's a name of limitation.
Doesn't it also mean the breast?
Also, the word Shin Dalet is a word for a negative angel, for a demon. And the Yud being attached to it makes it spell Shaddai. The Yud is coming from Hashem's name, and so he's putting a limitation on the negative system. That's the essence of the name.
He's putting a limitation on the negative system?
Yes.
As in taking complete control, that kind of limitation?
No. The negative system, essentially the negative system cannot do anything, cannot create any chaos without the Bet Din, the spiritual court, authorizing the negative system to do that.
Right.
So the name Shaddai has the first two letters. Shin Dalet is telling you that this is a negative aspect, and the Yud at the end is connecting to Hashem, and so it's a combination of lacking energy, which is what the negative system essentially is.
Mm-hmm.
And so Hashem limits how much energy that negative system can take from the human beings.
Okay. Now, Sarah was not Jewish at that point, right? Until she changed her name. How does that work for a female? Because I thought that the circumcision for a female is between the breasts.
The circumcision for the female is always there. From the time a female is born, she is circumcised.
Okay.
So that's part of the reason that Sarah was a higher level of consciousness than Abraham. Not the whole reason, but, you know, females are always on a higher level than the male.
Right. So he was the one that was, per se, idol
substance, because he was brought up with that limitation or that idleness, his father. So not so much Sarah's.
Abraham was a reincarnation of Abel.
Right.
And Abel was killed by Cain.
Right.
But Abel was going to be killed. If Cain didn't kill him, Abel was going to be killed, because Abel was not connecting to the spiritual system. He was enjoying the pleasures of this physical system. And that's essentially what idol worship is. So Abraham came out of Terah, out of an idol worshiper, to correct the sin of Abel's idol worshiping.
So Cain was an idol worship?
Cain had other issues, other sins.
Because of jealousy.
Exactly. So yes, jealousy is idol worship.
Yeah.
But it's a very direct connection from Abel to Abraham. And he corrected the sin of Abel's idol worship. Remember the Midrash story about him breaking his father's idols and saying to his father, saying his father that the big one did it.
Right.
That Midrash is essentially a story of correction for idol worship.
Okay.
Any other questions, or I'll go on? Verse 272. Kewandi Kazana Awo Kaho Dargin Sharan Al Hai Darga Ukdain Me Malel Imeya Ahidikti Veera El Abraham El Yitzhak Ve El Yaakov Va El Shaddai We ad la it gazar la hawo inun dar gin sharan alo lema la la. The translation. After Abraham was circumcised, all the grades rested upon that grade, which is called a vision. And then he spoke to him. Hence it is written, and I appeared to Abraham, who is the secret of Chesed, to Isaac, who is the secret of Giburah, and to Jacob, who is the secret of Tiferet, by the name of El Shaddai, which is the secret of Yesod and Malchut. All the grades from Chesed downward illuminate in the Nukvah. So before he was circumcised, these grades did not yet speak to him. Only the Nukva, which is the secret of the vision of Shaddai, alone. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Is this pasuk a duplicate of 271, or is it teaching something else? Questions, comments, thoughts.
I need clarification on speak, and I need clarification on rest. I'm thinking foundation. Luca, Lufa. And I'm thinking they all these of the grace fell upon Abraham, where he could see visions.
Yes, Abraham was, after he was circumcised, he reached the level of being able to see visions, because he reached the level of chesed, which is the highest level in the spiritual system before you get into the intellect.
So he received that right after he was circumcised, or did he have to go through more trials to be able to get to that elevation?
But he had to go through more trials to grow from Yesod, which is where he, once he was circumcised, he reached the level of Yesod, which is the combination name El Shaddai. Remember, El is a name of God, and Shaddai is a name of God. Before he was circumcised, Shaddai spoke to him. After he was circumcised, El Shaddai spoke to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now you ask for clarification on the Nukva.
No.
The Nukva is a partsuf. It's the partsuf for Malchut. A partsuf is a structure of 10 sephirot. So Yesod, its partsuf is called Zerantin. Malchut, its partsuf is called the Nukva. So until he was circumcised, he grew spiritually, but he had not completed the growing of the partsufim, the complete structure of 10 sephirot.
Right.
So until he was circumcised, he was communicating with Malchut. But after he was circumcised, he was able to grow to the higher level of Yesod. And then through the various tests that he received, Sarah having a child, of Sarah giving Haggai to Abraham to have a child because she couldn't, going down to Egypt and then coming back up to Egypt, touring the land of Israel, where he connected each location in the land of Israel that he stopped at. He connected it to its spiritual level, to its spiritual branch. And then the ultimate test was the binding of Isaac.
Right.
And it wasn't until he did that he reached the level of chesed.
And that's when the visions or God spoke to him or speak to him or the different elevations.
No. The visions, he started seeing the visions with the name El Shaddai right after he was circumcised.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. We're out of time, so if you have other questions, we have a few minutes. If anybody else has any questions, or Malka, go ahead.
Now, when you say they spoke to him or speak to him, is that you still? Does that mean visions?
Yes.
Him visions?
I'm using the word speak, because the Torah says that he spoke to him in a vision.
Okay.
Isn't that when the three angels showed up? He was healing from his circumcision.
That's when the three angels showed up, each with a different task. Remember, an angel is only capable of doing one task at a time. So there were three angels, or three men, depending on your point of view, but the three angels that showed up was Gabriel, who was coming to Abraham, but his task was really to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Michael was coming there to announce that Abraham and Sarah would have a child, bringing the energy of Chesed. And Uriel was bringing the energy of his healing of the circumcision.
I have a comical remark. Don't know. Maybe it's a true. Don't know. But, you know, I've heard men say that they can only do one thing at a time. They can only think of one or focus at one thing at a time, where women can do multiple things at one time. Is that a spiritual thing? I mean, angels are men. They're men, right? They're male, let's put it that way. So
they're male because male means sharing.
Right. But it's like they say, I can't listen to the radio and study and or do something else. I can't do multiple things at one time. But their focus is not there. So is that just a comical thing or is that a spiritual thing?
It's the essence of what it means to be female, which is manifesting.
Okay.
Creating. Another word for manifesting is creating, or another word for manifesting is forming. But you know, to build a building, you need a set of plans. You need to negotiate with the bank for a mortgage. You need to buy the materials. And then you need to actually form the materials into the building. All of those things are dealing with Malchut, which is female. They're dealing with manifestation. So the essence of a female is to manifest, is to create or form physicality. Now, it gets confusing if we talk about what does it mean to manifest at the spiritual level. So I'm not going to go into that tonight. We don't have the time. But in the physical level, it's very clear. A woman can do multitasking. We see it all the time. I'm not going to say it's part of a woman's training, but to be in her house, she's cooking, she's caring for the kids, she's multitasking. Whereas a man, his essence is to share. But is he capable of sharing more than one thing at a time? It's much more difficult to share more than one thing than it is to manifest more than one thing.
Okay.
Now, that's not to say that a man, a human being male, cannot share more than one thing, that he cannot multitask, because men do multitask. But it's their female aspect that is doing the multitasking.
Okay. That makes sense. The reason I asked that, because you know, I'll play radio in my office, and a male will come in and say, "Can I turn that down so I can speak to you or have a conversation?" Or I'm like, "Sure." It happens more than once when the male comes into my office and wants to discuss something. But they can't have that other stuff going on.
Right. They have not been trained in multitasking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After school, the girls went home and studied. And they'd study more than one subject. They might do one subject at a time, but they were always doing more than one subject. The boys went out and played football, or they went out and played basketball before they did their homework. Their focus was on outside activities. That's the essence of sharing. In case you haven't noticed after all these years, males and females are different. That's a joke.
Oh, I've noticed. I've noticed. My eyes are open.
Very good. You all have a good evening. We have a class at 7 p.m., which is up on the ARE. So we will see you then.
Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.